Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the fun things that you and I have played with over the years is, first off, we know what the big red wine grapes are.
But sure, of course.
There's lots of more minor ones that you may not have ever heard of. I know I'm still discovering things from places like Portugal and Spain that are wines that I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And it's a fun thing to just sort of go out and open your eyes and take a whack at it.
Yeah, you got to keep an open mind about these things. Just because it's not Cabernet Sauvignon or
Pinot Noir,
Pinot Noir, it doesn't mean it's not going to be bad. So I went out and tasted a whole bunch of things that were relatively obscure. Let's start with Lemberger.
Yeah.
It sounds like the name of the cheese.
Maybe they should reconsider naming that.
They might. But this is Kiona out in Washington State, where there happens to be a real big colony of Lemberger growing out there. It's a red wine, and I've had about four occasions in the last couple of weeks to try some.
Really?
As it happens. I've been so impressed each and every time.
Really?
This is a nice, nice grape.
Wow.
And at $15, come on, give it a shot. the nose combines strong tea and black currants, and then the flavors center on blueberry jam, dark tannic earthy notes, and vanilla toffee. And there's this nice streak of acidity going through there, holding it all together. Very familiar flavors, but it's nice.
Is it close to like a Syrah, which is kind of what you were describing, or is this just a whole different thing?
It's not terribly different from a Syrah, not as fleshy.
Okay.
A little firmer than that. But,
wow.
You know, wow. It's also known as Blaufränkisch.
Okay. Oh, that's the yeah. Austrian grape.
Yeah.
Blaufränkisch.
So people may
another
see
unfortunate
that.
Name.
But give it a shot. I tasted two Portuguese wines,
uh-huh.
And nobody knows the grapes in Portugal over here. Here's one, Esperão Trincadeira. And I'd say Trincadeira is the most widely planted grape of the red varieties in Alentejo, which is really a happening region.
Okay.
In Portugal. This is just lovely. The wine has bright fruit, lively acidity, a touch of tannin, and a long, pleasant finish. Flavors of ripe red plum, an earthy streak, and a tang of sweet red peppers complete the picture. It's only $15, so it's a really good value.
Gotta love it.
But I can top that.
Uh-oh.
I can top it from Encontro. Is their Merlot Baga blend from Barreira, which is on the Atlantic coast, about halfway up. Baga is a big old grape that is very rustic, but just loaded with flavor. The problem is it's so big and tannic, you got to blend it with something. So Merlot is the ideal blending partner for it. But this one, at $11, you get a red with fresh fruit aromas and flavors. The juice tastes like a blend of cherries, blueberries, and blackberries. And it's so easy to drink, so easy to like. Way to go, Portugal. I just can't say enough. Finally, from Spain, the Viña de Campo Mencía, which is a very nice red grape, grows in this case, Ribera, or also in El Bierzo over there. I've always thought of it as something like Spain's Merlot. And so I think this is just, if you blended Merlot and Grenache, you'd come up with Mencía. And it looks like Mencía.
Yeah.
And at $20, this is a really good choice for a Saturday night dinner wine. We're going to put all these on the website so people can hunt them down. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.